Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Chafei. We are up to Sifhei, the last line on page 282. The Mechaber says in Sifhei, in Beirach Shechiyonu al Anovin, if a person made a Shechiyonu on grapes, Kishe Yishte Yayin Chodosh Eino Chozer Umavarech. When he then goes and drinks new wine, he doesn't go back and make another Shechiyonu. Says the Mishabura in Sivkot and Tezvav, V'afilu im shasi le achar aboyin yom. Even if the wine he's going to drink is 40 days after he had the grapes, shenischazek hayayin, the wine already got strengthened, v'yesh lo tam acher min moel ha'anovim, and therefore the taste of the wine is already different than the juice that just comes out of the grapes, mikom okom ha'kol simcha achasi, still grapes and wine, it's all considered one simcha, de'be'esh shero'o usha'ochol ha'anovim, because at the time that he saw or ate the grapes, yado shayayin yetzei mehem, he knew already then the wine is going to come out, and therefore it's one simcha, the shechiyonah they made on the grapes will cover the wine that comes from those grapes. V'ayin ba'achronim sheviyu diyesh omrim demikomokom tzarech levarach shechiyonu gam al hayayin ha'chadosh. The Achronim bring that there are those who say that still you do, yes, need to make a Shechiyonu also on the new wine. Mishum diyesh bo simcha yaseira mibanovim. Because after all, there is a greater simcha by wine than by grapes. Wine is more chashiv than grapes. The alkein, and therefore tosh in beirach shechiyonu al hanovim. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, it is good if one made already a shechiyonu on the grapes. Azaki sheyishte yayin chadosh. Now he has a suffix bracha when he comes to the new wine. So what he should do is yivare tchila shechiyonu al ezem min chadosh or al malbush. So he should make another shechiyonu to get out of the suffix either on another new fruit or on a new garment. Could they lift or gamis hayayin in order to pater the wine and avoid this suffix? Aval, in deirat tchila shechiyonu al hayayin, if he first made a shechiyonu on the wine, so das ha'olas tomid delukuy alma eno chozer levar shechiyonu al hanovim, the olas tomid says in that case, according to everyone, you would not go back to make a shechiyonu on the grapes. So the wine is more chashiv than the grapes. If you made the shechiyonu on the grapes, then we have a machlokas, what you should do about the wine, and therefore it's best to avoid it by having something else there when you drink the wine, for the shechiyonu for sure to be chalon. But says the Olah HaSavar, if you had the wine first and you made a shechiyonu on the wine, you would not need to make a shechiyonu on the grapes according to everyone. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chol zeh dafka kesheshoses hayayin keshu tirosh. This is all if you drank the wine when it's early on in the winemaking stages. Shu nikar shu yayin chadosh, where it's recognizable that it's new wine. Avalim eno shoseyu at shu yayin, but if you only drink it when it's in the status of yayin, which is later than the status of tirosh. Afilu lo beirach shechiyonu al hanovin. Even if you never made a shechiyonu on the grapes, Eino mevarech olav shechiyonu. You will not make a bracha shechiyonu on the yayin. Ashu yodeya shu yayin chadosh. Even though you know it's new wine, it's not tirosh, so it's not that new, it's not that early on, but it's still new wine, you still will not make a shechiyonu. Mishum de eino nikar bein chadosh liyoshan, because it's not so recognizable the difference between the yayin chadosh and the yayin yoshan. Says the Mechaber Vayta Sivav, we're at the top line of page Kuf Mem Beis. Pri she'eno mischadesh mishono l'shono. We learned earlier in the siman that a pri that is mischadesh mishono l'shono, so you make a shechiyonu. Here the Mechaber says a pri that's not mischadesh mishono l'shono. Afilu im yesh yomim rabim shelo ochal mimenu. Even if it's been a long time since you ate this fruit, but it's not a fruit that is new once a year. Eino mevara shechiyonu. You haven't had the fruit in a long time, but you do not make a shechiyonu on such a fruit. Says the Ramah. Let's say there's a fruit that becomes new two times a year. There's two seasons a year for this fruit. You make a bracha shechiyonu both times, so it'll be two times a year. You'll make a shechiyonu on this fruit, according to this Ramah, who's bringing down the Beis Yosef. Aval, she'ein lo zman kavua legidulo. A fruit that does not have a set time for its growth, ein mevarchin olav, you don't ever make a shechiyonu on such a fruit. Lochein, therefore, ein mevarchin shechiyonu al yorek chadosh. Therefore, you do not make a shechiyonu on a new vegetable. The omeid kol hashana bekarka, because it stays the whole year in the ground. Now, that line is a little funny. What does that mean? It stays the whole year in the ground. We'll see a few pshatim in the Mishabura. Let's begin the Mishabura. Sivkadim dezayin. On that which the Mechaber said, a pri that's eino mischadesh, Mishana l'shana, even if you haven't had it for a long time, you do not make a shachyanu. Says the Mishabur Ratzlomer, means to say, Shafilu b'yamos hachorev eino mishtana mimariso. Even during the winter, the fruit stays on the tree, it does not change its appearance. Kigon esrog ukagavne shedor b'ilonu mishana l'shana, like an esrog or similar fruit that stay on the tree the entire year. Shekevan sha'omed b'yarkuso kol hashana, since it remains in its green color the whole year. Ein hanoh nirgeshes b'chidusho. There is no hanoh that is felt by its chidush, and therefore there will be no shechyanu on an esrog or such a fruit. The Mechaber over here is also coming to exclude from the category of Shechyonu that which does not have a Zman Kavua for its growth, like the Ramos spoke out. V'chein dover she'eino gidulei karka, and so too things that do not grow from the ground, there's no Shechyonu. Kigon ofos v'dogim shenizdamnulo. You came upon birds or fish. Afilu osan shalota mimenu meolam. If you never had this type of bird, you never had this type of fish, you never ate it your whole life. Afilu hachi ein mevarach aleim shachyanu. It does not grow from the ground. You do not make a shachyanu on it. Tezeh min eino chodesh beetzem. This min is not new. The afal pi shehu lo achal mehem. Even though it's true, you have not eaten from this min. Acherim ochlu mehem. Others have eaten from it, and therefore there is no shachyanu. Al kimeyan upitrios ein levarech shechyanu. On mushrooms and truffles, one does not make a shechyanu. De gam lahem ein zman kavua. They also do not have a set time for their growth. Gam me avir him gedelim velo mikarka. They also do not grow from the ground. They don't get their nourishment from the ground. Their nourishment, as we know, is from the air. That's why they're bracha shakel. For that reason as well, there is no shechyanu. Al reach hamischadish mishanu l'shanu. Let's say there's a smell that it comes about once a year, kimo vered, like a rose that they die and then they regrow, so they are mischadish mishana l'shana. V'keyotze bazeh shar dvarim shenasu l'hariach, or similar things that are made for the smell. Yesh deos ba'poskim imavarech aleyam zman. There's a machlokas aposkim if you make a shechyanu on smelling a rose or similar things. V'nogu shelo l'varech, the minig is not to make a shechyanu. Yesh omrim shal gedoyim utuloyim sherigilim l'eschadish pamayim b'shana. There are those who say on goats and lambs that are mischadish, they have two seasons that they are born throughout the year. Shemivarchin aleim shechyanu. So there are those who say you make a shechyanu on these goats and these lambs, v'tzarachin, and it needs investigation. V'ha'olam nahogu shalol levarich hazeh. The minhag olam is not to make a shechyanu on these animals. He doesn't say if he's talking about eating them or not. L'maisa, he says, the minhag olam is not to make a shechyanu. I mean, even we said by the fruit, the ikar shechyanu is really on the seeing them. The minhag is to make it on the eating them. So maybe it's the same thing over here. It's not clear from the Mishaburuch. Sivkotan yuzayin mevorachin olav shechyanu. This is going in the beginning of the Ramah that said a priya that's mischadei shtei pa'amim ha'shono mevorachin olav shechyanu. Says the Mishavura, b'chol pam upam, every single time it's the schadish. Kevan the alko ponen bo mizman lezman. Since it comes mizman lezman, you will make a shechyanu even though it is twice a year. If you look at note number 52, he points out, ulagabe priya mischadish yosem mishtei pa'am bashanu. Let's say there's a fruit that becomes new more than twice a year. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, shemistabir shivarech ola b'chol pam. It is logical to say you make a shechyanu each time it is mischadish. So this idea the Ramah says that it's mischadish shtei pa'am bashanu is lav dafka. It just means every time it's mischadish, you can make a shechyanu, whether it's once, twice, or even more times a year. Sivkotan yutches goes on the end of the Ramah. The Ramah said that when there's no zman kavua for the growth, you do not make a shechyanu. Lochein says the Ramah, ein mevorachin shechyanu al yorek chadash. Therefore, you don't make a shechyanu on new vegetables, the omer kol hashana bekarka, because they stand the whole year in the ground. Says the Mishabur Ratzalomar, sheyesh yorok shedarka lamud kol hashana bekarka. There is a type of vegetable that stays the whole year in the ground. And as we know, a bracha shechyanu is something that's nischadish mizman lezman, not something that stays throughout the year in the ground. However, the truth is, says the Mishabura, this is very uncommon. It's just by some vegetables, but not by all of them. The efshur mishum de'en lachalei ben yorok liyorok. And it could be what the Ramah says as a general thing. You don't make a Shechiyanu on a Yerech Chadosh. It's saying a low plug, even though it only applies this logic to some vegetables. We say across the board, no Shechiyanu on Yerokos. V'yesh lefarish od. There is to explain this Ramah other in another way. The Kavonis Ramah b'mashakos of the Omei Kol Hashana b'karka. What the Ramah means that it's Omei the whole year in the karka doesn't mean that it's growing the whole year in the ground like we understood in the first pshat. Hainu shematminam oso bekarka. It means we bury it, we hide it, we stick it, cover it up in the ground, beboros in pits. The omed kol yamos hashana. It's not that it grows on the ground and underground the whole year, rather it's stored underground throughout the year. The eno nikur ben yarak chadosh shegadol b'shana zulu yoshin shegadol eshtakid. And therefore, when you get this vegetable, it's not clear if it's from this year's crop or last year's crop that was kept underground in the boros and it looks fresh. And therefore, there is no shechyonu. Mashenkein b'peros, which is not the case by regular fruit, af agav diyesh matminin mosam, even though there are some that are matmin, they hide them as well. That is a miut of a miut that does such a thing, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. Ulefiza poshet, according to this pshat, it is obvious that ein levar shechyanu al pri adam shekorin erd apple. It's poshet that you would not make a shechyanu on potatoes. Tahariderech olam lahatmin osam baboros bachorav umiskayim zman rav. It is the way of the world to stick them into pits underground during the winter, and they last a long time, and therefore, based on this reason, there would be no shechyanu on potatoes. Ubishem shlo kasu achronim. We'll finish this mishabura. We'll see a few interesting notes afterwards. A few lemaisa notes. Bishem the shlo the achronim, right? The ein levar shechyanu al shum yorok chadosh. You should not make a shechyanu on any new vegetable. V'chein alechem chadosh, and so too on new bread. De'ein nikur bein chadosh liyoshan. It's not recognizable between new and old. V'ha'olam yitu v'yavol l'idei bracha levatala. People can make a mistake and think you make a bracha even on new things, and therefore, it can lead to a bracha levatala, so there is no bracha of shechyanu on new vegetables or on bread. V'kos of Magen Avraham. The mikomakom v'varchen al harifo sha'osim midagan chadosh. We do make a bracha shechyanu on grits that is made from new grain. Shenikarim hetev sheim chadoshim. Whatever these things are exactly, they are recognizable well that they are chadosh. Ochen, however, but Morak Tzio cholek al zeh. Morak Tzio argues on this. Da acharei she'ein minkar betamu. Since they are not recognizable as new in their taste, ein yisron lehem. There is no maila ein sham. V'yesh l'mayit b'brachos, and we try to limit these brachos of shechyanu. U'bekidneyos k'shem chadoshim. When it comes to kidneyos, legumes, or beans that are new, v'nikarim shem chadoshim, and it's recognizable that they are new. K'gon shem yerukim adayim b'miktas, they're a little greenish. Nirish sheyucha levarach shechyanu, it appears on these new beans or legumes, you can, yes, make a shechyanu. V'chein mashma bel yirabba. Almine lifton shekoren meirin viribin v'ugerkes. Mivarchen aleim shechyanu. Says the Mishabura, on these vegetables you make a shechyanu. What are they? If you look in the Targum, he says, they are gezer, carrots, lefes, turnips, and melafafonim, which are cucumbers. The Mishabura says, on those you will, yes, make a shechyanu. I'd like to first read Halacha Zayin, then we'll go back to a few very important notes from Sivvav. Siv Zayin the Mechaber says, Einu mavarach shechyanu al haboser. You do not make a shechyanu on unripe grapes. Elokish shehiv shilu ha'eshkolos anovim. Rather, only when the cluster has ripened the grapes and the grapes are ready to go, they're fully ripened, then you make the shechyanu. V'chein b'chol pri achar gemaro. So to any fruit that you are making a shechyanu on, it's only after it is fully ripened, like we learned earlier. Says the Mishabura Sivkot in Yotes, Acha Gemaro, Ratzalomar Shienigmar Lagamri Vitov Lamachal, should be fully grown and good for eating, only then you make a Sheachianu. Va'ayin Le'elba Sivkot in Yudbeis, we saw earlier in the Simon, if you remember, Sivkot in Yudbeis, those poskim that argue and say, no, whenever you can make the bracha bar priates, you can make the Sheachianu. So even if it's as small as a pula lovin on the grape or other fruit, as soon as they appear on the tree, you can make it ready, so then you could also make a shechyanu. That was a machlokas we had earlier. Kasu ha'achronim b'shem ha'yushalmi, the achronim bring down from the Yushalmi, the mitzvah lechom ma'at mikol min chadosh b'ashana, that it's a mitzvah to eat a little bit from every new fruit of a year. V'atam, the reason is, kedei laharo shechoviv olav b'riyoso shal kadosh baruch hu. By taking part in new fruit and having a taste of all of Hashem's creations, you are giving chashivus and showing that it is dear to you all that Hashem has created for man. I'd like to go now to the notes and read a few very important notes, beginning with note 53. So we discussed the pshat in the Ramah, that maybe the pshat in the Ramah is that we don't make a shechianu on vegetables because the vegetables many times are stored underground and therefore they're kept from year to year. It's hard to know if it's a new vegetable or it's an old vegetable, therefore there's no shechianu. Note 53, Bizmanenu shema'achsanin peros v'yirokos v'batei kiru kol hashana. Nowadays, that we store fruits and vegetables in refrigerated places the whole year, or bringing in tropical food from places where they grow, and we have a lot of trade going on, and we bring in fruit from other places. Rav Yashiv says, "She'ein levarich aleihem shechianu." Do not make a shechianu nowadays. Kevan she'im mitzuyim kol hashana, because these fruit and vegetables are found the whole year. Ve'ein simcha b'chidushim, and there's no simcha in the newness of these fruit, because they were sitting in the refrigeration, or they were brought over from another country. Ve'chein kasa b'shal shen shuvah zikr smosha. Moshe writes the same thing. Sha'av she'daito yoser nota levarach aleim shechianu, even though he leans more to say that you should say a shechianu, mikomakom l'maisa, but still he says, yesh l'may b'brachos, you should limit the brachos. U'biprape b'rcha shechianu al p'richadosh y'rishus, and certainly a shechianu on a new fruit like we learned earlier, that's only rishus, the Gemara says. Okay, however, kevan she'daito yoser nota levarach kanal, even though Rav Moshe, really his mind leans towards yes, making a bracha, mishum kaf, for that reason, below sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, like we discussed previously, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, efshir levarach shechianu bikidush al smach peros elu. So says Rav Moshe, even though really you shouldn't make a shechianu, like Rav Yashiv says, the food are brought from other places, they're kept in storage, it doesn't really require shechianu nowadays. But since he does tend towards the tzad that you shouldn't make a shechianu, so at least the second night of Rosh Hashanah, to patter up the sveika of whether you should make a shechianu on the yom or not, is the yom arichta and no shechianu, is it a sveika of the yom and yes shechianu, so you could make a shechianu on a new fruit to take care of that suffix. Continues note number 53. V'af imheinim karim shelo bonosam biyoker. Even if you want to go to the supermarket and buy a watermelon in the winter and it's very expensive because it's being stored or being brought from somewhere else, or if it's hard to find these fruit during certain season, you have to go to very specific stores. Rav Yashiv says, "She'af al pikein, even so, hein nechshavim kimitzuyim kol hashana. These fruit that you can get the whole year are considered found the whole year. Ve'ein levarich aleim shechianu, and you should not make a shechianu on these fruit," says Rav Yashiv. V'chein pri shemiyavim me'eretz acheres pam bashana, so too fruit that are being brought from a different country once a year, kagon kukus be'eretz Yisrael, like coconut that's brought into Eretz Yisrael, aval be'eretz motzo hu gadol kol hashana, but you go to the tropical islands, the coconuts are growing the whole year. So there Rav Yashiv says as well, she'ein levarich ala shechianu, just because it was brought into Eretz Yisrael once a year, it's growing in Florida and Mexico, wherever they grow, they're growing the whole year. Therefore, no shechianu kevan shebe'eretz motza hu matzri kol hashana. Since in the land that they're found the whole year. So here Rav Yashiv is really taking the air out of our shechianu balloon on new fruit and saying, basically, don't make a shechianu on new fruit. Let's go right to note number 54. Alperos yaveshim, dried fruit, kegon tzimukim, like raisins, vekadomu, or similar things. Kosav abirchas abayish, she'ein mevarachin shechianu, there also no shechianu. Kevon she'ein nikir bein chadash liyashin, you can't tell it's dried, you can't tell if it's from this year, it's from last year, there's no difference, they're dried fruit. V'chein al peros merukachim asotu, fruit that are spiced up, they're sweetened. Kasav shom she'ein mevarachim shechianu, and those also no shechianu. Kevon she'ein nikir bein chadash liyashin, since they're sweetened, they're spiced up, you can't tell if they are new or if they are old. V'gam mipnei shem miskaimin l'zman rav, also because they last for a long time when they are spiced up. V'chein kasav al eish lavram, She'ein levarech al esrog mitugan. You should not make a shechianu on a fried esrog. Kevan she'ein nikar bein chadash liyashin. You can't tell if it's new or old. Therefore, no shechianu. One more note that we will read over here is note number 56. Ukayom, nowadays, shel eitzo rov hanoshim ein lam chashivas. This is going on the very end of the Mishabura of Sivav, where he said you make a shechianu on carrots, turnips, and cucumbers. That probably sounded very not lumaisa to most people. So zok note number 56. Nowadays, shel eitzo rov hanoshim ein lam chashivas. It's not so chashiv nowadays to be eating a cucumber or a carrot. So there, paskins or shlomo zalman arbach she'ein nohogim levarach alem. We do not make a shechianu on these vegetables. Aval mi she'em chashuvim etzlo. But for someone who they are chashiv to him, yevarach alem, he will make a shechianu on them. Va'peros ha'adoma chashuvim, on vegetables or things that grow from the ground, fruit that grow from the ground that are very chashuv, kigon avatiach u'melon, like a watermelon or a cantaloupe, mevarchin shechianu, there you would make a shechianu, v'chein das hagonu v'yashiv. U'b'seif orochos rabbeinu hevi shachazonish birya shechianu al melafafon. That, the orochos rabbeinu brings down that the chazonish did make a shechianu on cucumbers, the efsher shebizmano lohoyu mitsuyim lafafonim kalashono. It could be then they weren't found the whole year, so when he found it, it was considered a dover in the schadish, and he made a shechianu. But again, the mashmos says that nowadays, that any day of the year you go into the supermarket, you're going to find tons of carrots, tons of cucumbers. The minhag certainly is that we don't make a shechianu on such things. Even though he brings over here that you can make a shechianu on watermelon, those are certainly a fruit that you go to a bar mitzvah in the winter, you find watermelon there. Watermelon is now served throughout the year, wherever it's growing, they bring it in, and therefore, based on what we said earlier from Avliyashiv and from Moshe, it would seem that you would not make a shechianu on those fruit. But I guess any practical questions one should bring to their personal Rav to see Lemaisa if they should make a shechianu. But from what we're reading over here in the notes from Avliyashiv and also from Moshe, not as strong, but also very hard to find a fruit that you're going to make a shechianu on. We will stop here and switch topics slightly in Siv Ches and Mirat Hashem tomorrow night.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.